Al-Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'd like to welcome all of you to our online edition of Al-Bayan Live, a tech talk edition, where inshallah tonight we have as our special guest, our tech expert, Jamal Nasuh, and inshallah we'll be discussing the best webcams for video conferencing. Now, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, Al-Bayan Radio Australia, please do subscribe and share the channel away for daily content, live videos, and new uploads, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, as we've seen recently over the past few months, and really the past few years, we can say now, the demand for online learning and online video conferencing is sky high. And that's why we've even been asked many times, not myself particularly, but Jamal specifically, about video cameras, video conferencing, teaching, students needing cameras. And that's why I've decided to come and discuss the topic for you in our podcast here, Tech Talk. Brother Jamal, best webcams for video conferencing. Where do we start?
So there's a number of different variables. When I started looking at webcams, I noticed that there was a massive price range. There were some for $30 and some for between 70 and 80. And then it went on to 100 and then 150, and then the sky's the limit.
So the price ranges vary from them.
Yeah, the price range does vary. And it depends. I guess you get what you're paying for.
Now, Brother Jamal, before we speak about buying certain types of cameras and adding them to the devices you already have, now, what's wrong with what comes on, whether the phone or the tablet or the laptop that we already have? Are they of lower quality, or depends on the actual device or phone that you have?
Look, sometimes your laptop camera might work. We tend to hang on to our camera for our laptop. It's late at night. We tend to hang on to our laptop for about 10 years. Sometimes our camera quality degrades. It means when our camera quality degrades, then it means that we need to get a newer camera, or a better camera, because the one on the laptop's older.
Okay. Now, I've noticed now that the phones, their cameras are pretty good, but probably the front-facing camera is not as good. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But also phones, you really can't stand them upright. Sometimes you can buy a stand for them, and when you buy a stand for them, you can position them right, and they're at the right they're at the right level. But also the microphone that's on the phone, it's designed to pick up all noise, whereas a webcam, sometimes it's you can switch between omnidirectional, and monodirectional, meaning you can be right in front.
From all directions or from one direction, is that right?
Yeah, so multiple directions or one direction.
Excellent. Now, Brother Jamal, so from what I understood from your introduction, when you want to buy a camera, a webcam, let's call it, you got to start off to identify the price, and I dare to say as well, identify the device that you have, whether it's compatible with that certain webcam.
Yeah, that's right. All the devices that I've looked up are compatible with both Mac and Windows.
Excellent. Okay.
So when I was looking into when I was looking into these, I listed a set of pros and cons, and I'll read them out to you, inshallah. Now, these vary in price range, And these are the better cameras that I found for their price range.
Excellent. So let's start off.
Inshallah.
The first one we have.
Tayyib.
Bismillah.
The first one is an entry-level camera. And this entry-level camera we've got right down here.
In the middle there.
In the middle there. It's the Microsoft LifeCam. No, not quite. It's not that good of a quality. I'm learning that. I wish all speed cameras were this quality. Wouldn't bust anyway.
Yeah.
So this one is an entry-level camera. You can buy it on Amazon. And, in fact, all of the cameras here you can source on Amazon. But please, you know, check your pricing. This is not by any way. I mean, we don't favor the product. This is just to help, you know, myself and fellow Muslims.
We're not getting any kickbacks here.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But inshallah, what we'll do, Brother Jamal, we'll put the name of the cameras in the description there.
On
the
inshallah, with a link.
And the brothers can look for it themselves as well, bi-idhnillah.
Inshallah. Now, this camera has a maximum resolution of 720p, meaning it's good for zoom. Its microphone is okay. You do need to be in a quiet place. The price does match the quality. Again, only 720p. You can see it's got a built-in microphone as well.
What was the price for it again, Brother Jamal?
The price for this is $37.30 on Amazon.
Don't forget the 30 cents. $37.30 on Amazon.
You might pay some shipping as well. Again, look, this is if you just want to get yourself out of trouble, you don't have a camera on your laptop because, you know, the camera on your laptop might be a lot better. And again, it only does 720p. You need to be in a well-lit area. If you're not in a well-lit area, then you might have a bit of trouble.
Alhamdulillah. And also when you buy online, make sure you check the shipping and posting.
Because yeah, that's right. Experience.
One of my family members, he bought a product for 99 cents, but he didn't
read the
$100. So
Allahu Akbar.
That was a heartbreaker for him.
Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah.
The early eBay days.
Look, another thing that I'd want to share is Officeworks. If they have these devices, then you can look for the best price online, take it to them, and I'll do a price match.
It's click and collect now, Officeworks as well, so you have to keep that in mind as well.
That's right. I don't know if you can do that via their website.
I think you can, or yeah, you can do it, yeah.
Okay.
Price matching, Allahu Alam.
Price matching, no.
Yeah, I don't think so. So that's our first camera. We're going from lowest to highest. Is that right?
That's right. From not necessarily, just in order that I put them in, I think.
Go for
but
it.
They're, these one. Cameras, again, they're the best for their use. So I've looked them up, and I mean, my own opinion, depending on what you need the cameras for. The last one is if you wanted something to just get you by. And this next one is my personal favorite. So this one here is the...
That looks heavy.
It's pretty good. It looks bigger than it is there. So the reason why I like this is on the top there and on the bottom, it's got like a light shield. So it cuts out a lot of the glare. So it's got a wide field of view. It's a 1080p camera. It does have a microphone included. So you'll see on the top there where the blue light is. Behind that, there's a microphone. The microphone isn't the best, but this is the mic is a wide band wideband mic, meaning it catch one or many people. Okay. So, yeah, so this is designed for the corporate world. It's I guess it's also priced to be for both. And it's my personal favorite because of the way it looks, and it can also be put on a tripod.
Interesting. That's good.
And the price there is $89. $89.
$89.
That's right. It's a pretty good price.
I thought it'd be more.
No, I thought it would be as well. The picture isn't bad on these as well. The field of view is a very wide field of view, so you might be able to get more than one person in there.
Excellent.
And we'll move on, inshallah.
That's the first two we've covered now. The third one now.
Naam, inshallah. And we've got the third one. Here comes the picture. This is an interesting camera, Abu Abdurrahman.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a 1080p.
So don't let the picture be deceiving.
Yeah, that is. They're definitely quite small. You'll see that this swivels differently. And the reason for that is it captures in portrait and in landscape. It also does green screen. So if you want to have a background while you're, you know, giving your talk at work or conference, you can choose your own background. It is a little bit pricey. It's about $170, and it's got facial tracking. It's got content creation features, so you get some software with it that you can create your own content, and autofocus. The downside to this is it's only USB-C, so it'll fit in the newer Macs and usually the newer PCs. The microphone on it is okay, but again, for meetings and not for podcasting or anything serious like that.
And the price of that was, Jamal, sorry?
$170.
$170, so it's almost
$170
of the other one.
Naam. Don't forget, don't forget, this is for its use. So if you're going to create content, if you need something that has green screen, if you need something that does records in portrait or streams in portrait and landscape, this is what you'd be going for.
Excellent. Excellent. So we'll
move on,
brother Jamal.
Inshallah, the next one. This is our next one.
There we go. Logitech. That's what I want.
Logitech. Now, so this one here is the priciest out of all the cameras. It is pricey because it's 4K. This is if you want to do some recording. Really, you wouldn't be streaming in 4K. The lens on it is really good. Its field of view is massive. So you'll be able to get two and even maybe three people in there. It's got a tripod adapter. And it's got HDR. So high dynamic range, you'll get more colors. Your blacks will seem more black, and whatnot. It's $299.
That looks very similar to the one I use. Is that right?
It is similar. You've got a wide camera, and that's, I think, coming up next. Yeah, it's wide like yours, but yours doesn't do the 4K. Yours does 1080p. It's got similar lenses, but you know, this is designed for the higher end or entry level corporate.
Naam. Very good. Very nice, that one.
The issues with this, one of the issues is that this yes. clip that they use to hook onto the monitor sometimes doesn't work with some monitors. Please be wary of that and maybe look up the reviews.
So for those who are not familiar with them, they actually sit on top of the, if you've got a laptop, they sit actually on top of your camera and behind your screen there. So it's most of the time it's quite easy. Plug in the USB and you plug it there, and it's quite good and easy to use. As the next one we'll see, it's pretty much the same one as that I have now.
Chala, now this camera is aimed for, as I said, the entry-level corporate, but also somebody that wants to record in 4K, and also that somebody wants to stream in 4K. Move on, inshallah.
Just for a sec there, Jamal, what's the difference between recording and streaming?
So when you stream, you can stream to YouTube as we are now. This camera you can use to stream to...
Stream live, that is?
That's right, stream live, inshallah.
And recording, you just pre-record it and it doesn't need the same...
That's right, you might want to pre-record it. I don't know if you remember the videos when we were younger, Abu Abdurrahman. Maybe it's telling our age now. We used to send videos overseas.
Yeah, we might lose our younger crowd.
I think we've already lost them.
Have we? I wonder why.
They use their phones.
I think they're quite interested in what we're talking about. The VHS cassette tapes. What was the one before it again? Before the VHS? It was like a smaller video. What was it again?
To be honest, I forget. I know what you mean. Yeah, it is. It came around the same time. It was like sort of futuristic looking.
Yes.
All right, we'll move on to the next camera, inshallah. Now, this camera here is usually used by gamers that want to stream. However, it's good for streaming because it's got a light. And the halo light around the front really does wonders. It's quite bright. The price is nice. It's a 1080p camera. It's also compatible with XSplit and OBS. So for those who stream, it's a software that you connect.
Providers, are they?
Yeah, streaming software. Streaming software as we're using now.
Excellent.
It's convenient. You can turn it down. So I'm talking about the ring light. Can be turned down, can be turned up. And it's quite easy to use. It's a 1080p, 30 frames per second. So you start to get into the smoother streaming. Learning the only comments that I saw online was the ring light has a bit of a learning curve to it. So you have to learn the right lighting and colors and stuff like that.
Maybe next time we could speak about lighting in more detail, because lighting is very important if you want to take your videos to the next level, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. That's been a big learning curve for me. Alhamdulillah.
For all of us, you know, we can, if you make your lighting better, like you can really change the quality of your shot.
No, that's right. Now, inshallah, we'll move on. I just wanted to show you another shot of this. So this camera, you can hook it onto your monitor, or you can stand it up on its own. So it comes as freestanding. And I believe it also has a stand attachment.
Now, Jamal, these stand attachments, do most of them connect to, for example, the tripods or stands, camera stands? You may be able to buy at OfficeWorks, for example?
Yeah, definitely.
Universal, in other words?
They are. You might need to buy a different connector. Sometimes the screws on the bottom of them are smaller, so you'll need to buy an adapter that converts it.
Excellent.
The price of this one...
Value that again?
The price of this one is $99.
pretty good. Looks like
yeah,
bang for your buck, as they say.
Definitely. Look, if you're somebody that likes to stream online, podcast, you're not really tough. Sorry, not really fussed about the lighting.
Not really tough, Jamal.
Just like me.
No, you're tougher than you think.
Jazakallah khair. And you know, this is something that you'd be going for. The price, $99, is definitely, you know, the price that makes it a competitor.
Excellent. And the next one, please.
The next camera. Here we go. Abu Abdulhamid knows this one.
That looks familiar.
Does look familiar. Look, this is a very good web. This is a very good camera. The reason I thought the Microsoft was better than I chose the Microsoft over this was because of the price and simply the price. This camera is a 1080p as well. It's actually really good in low light, and it streams at 720 60 frames, which means you'll get a much smoother stream. It does also does full 1080p HD. The issue, so the for the price, the drawback is that it doesn't do 1080p 60 frames per second. You can get much smoother videos for the same price. Looking at other cameras. Again, this was just for conferencing. So you know, we're just reviewing these just for the purpose of video conferencing. And so I had to throw this in the mix because it's actually quite popular at Officeworks and on Amazon. It doesn't swivel, and so you know, it's just like that. So you put it on your screen, and it only goes up and down. It doesn't turn. You can't pan it left and right.
So and now, you said that 60 frames was it per second? Is it? Is that what it means?
Per second now.
And what's the difference between 60 frames per second and 30 frames, for example?
So when you're watching a video, but the difference between 60 frames and 30 frames means a smoothness. Sometimes when you're watching sports, you know, you're watching it in a higher frame set, meaning that, you know, when you replay or go in slow motion, you can see a proper picture. It's not jumpy. And when you're filming in normal speed, you'll get a much clearer, a much smoother picture.
Excellent.
That last camera was at $130.
Excellent.
So I've got
a few questions for you.
Go for it.
After you conclude your app there of that one.
Go for it. I've concluded.
Have you concluded?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. Okay. So now I've got a young child, got a basic laptop. I just want to improve the camera quality. Which one would you recommend?
Depending on your budget, if you really didn't have a budget and you just wanted to get something that lasts, I would recommend the Microsoft camera. The Microsoft camera swivels. It goes all directions. It does 1080p, and it's got a microphone. You'll get crystal clear audio quality. That's, you know, if you're in a room with nobody else in it, there's in these entry level cameras, there's not a real winner in the audio side.
Okay. And what about for the teacher who's using his camera a few hours a day to his students and needs something which is top-notch, high quality? Which one would you recommend?
I'd recommend this one. And the reason for that is you can have a green screen. And so if you're a teacher that's a little bit more advanced in their technical skills, you can use it to, you know, make it look like a real class setting.
Yes.
Look, the price is a little bit pricey, but again, you'll get the worth out of it, inshallah.
Excellent, excellent. Jazakallah khairan, brother Jamal, for your insight and beneficial advice and knowledge. Any final advice regarding webcams for video conferencing?
No, just, you know, get the right camera for your budget. Don't worry and overspend. Sometimes when we're just doing conferencing, we think that we need the best. Actually, we don't, because you might get a 4K camera. Zoom only works in 720, meaning that you're using less than a quarter of the camera's capability.
Now, Brother Jamal, I got one question here for troubleshooting. What would be the most common problem or reason for a camera not working when you connect it to your laptop?
That's actually a really good question. So if a camera doesn't connect to your laptop, the first thing we do is restart, unplug the camera, restart your PC, start it up again, plug it in, open up the application and see if that works. If it doesn't work, you'll need to look at drivers. So depending on if you've got a Microsoft or a Macintosh computer, there's different ways to go about that. What I'd recommend is try to obtain the software from the vendor's website and reinstall it. That would be the first two steps I'd try. And I guess if you're going to go a little bit further, try another camera. If you have one, if that works, look, you know, it might be that camera.
Excellent, Brother Jamal. Barakallah feek. I thank you for your time tonight. And inshallah, if the viewers or listeners have any suggested topics they would like us or equipment or software they would like us to review, please send us a message on our YouTube channel there, Al Bayan Radio Australia, or on our Instagram page, Al Bayan Radio, or on ASWJ Australia Facebook page. I'd like to thank Brother Jamal one more time and all the viewers who tuned in tonight. Barakallah fikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.